But,
well, if you were talking to young people about who are maybe considering going into the profession, what would you tell them?
Well, I'd tell them, the money's good. You're going to be away from your family. It's something that you have to talk to your wife or your kids or your parents or whatever. I said, the work's hard. I said, but it's not a 24-hour, on the rivers, once they make up the barges, like what they're doing right there, when they make up the barges, and once they get going, then yeah, all they do is make checks, every 6 hours and keep the boat clean. Right. And most of the boats on the river have cooks, but they keep the boats clean and, repair stuff that's, needs fixing. And sometimes they'll go 2 weeks and not have to do any physical work.
Right.
But when it's needed, it's expected of them.
Right.
But I tell them I tell them exactly how to get the application, to go online to get it, and what you have to do. You have to be drug free, alcohol free, and you get to travel. The rivers, you don't get to do much because you can't get off the boats now. So,
yeah.
But if you go blue water, you're allowed to get off the boats in the country. So,
mm-hmm.
And the blue water is where it's at because, you get to go to different places. If you get with a company like Tico, because they go all over the world.
Right.
Great Lakes, I was there for 9 years. That kind of got old because we, same dock, same port, same, excuse me, every day.
Yeah. So you would recommend Blue Water?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Some place like Tampa Electric or Crowley,
Blue Water's changed so much in terms of where the crews come from. There's been a lot more foreign crews.
Yeah.
Have you experienced that personally? Has it been more difficult to find work, or are you at the point where you can find work or whatever?
No, I can find work. Some companies, they hire, I don't know how they do the pay deal, but some companies will do it to pay cheaper, to get cheaper, labor. But I haven't seen that many foreign, in fact, I haven't seen any foreign people on any of the boats I worked on in my career.
Mm-hmm. So having been in the Army, it seems like you're describing to a young person what the job would be like. It's a little similar to going to the military career. You're away from home.
And you've got to follow orders,
Right.
And you got a chain of command. And you got a problem, you tell the person that's ahead of you, in charge of you, and then they go to the next person, and then next, and up to the captain. And if the captain can't solve it, then he'll call the office.
Right.
And you have everybody has their duties that they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's rules and regulations. Certain things you can't do.
Right.
Like on the river boats is. Some of the companies, there's only one certain place where you can smoke.
Mm.
You can't smoke inside the boats anymore. Usually up in the deck locker where they keep all their, the deck hands keep all their supplies and stuff is where you sit and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't smoke outside. Well, you can smoke outside if you're moving. If you're sitting at the dock, you can't smoke outside.
And so how is it different from the Army? It's got to be pretty different. All those things said.
Mm. Yeah, it's a lot different. You got more freedom.
Yeah.
Because in the Army, you go home. Well, where I was stationed at in Fort Eustis, Virginia, I was only 90 miles from home, so I went home every weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was a clerk to the provost marshal my last year in the Army. He's like the chief of police on the boat, on the post. I wore civilian clothes and didn't have to make formations. Kind of had it made.
It's a lot of schooling and a lot of training, though, too.
Yeah, I had to do a lot of training because they had to train me, had to teach me how to type.
Mm-hmm.
when I got out of the Army, I could type 120 words a minute on a manual typewriter.
Yeah, that's pretty good, especially on a typewriter.
Yeah, on a manual.
Yeah.
I can probably do about 30, 35 now because I went years and never touched one.
Yeah.